that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Why our church is apostolic. By the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. Last Friday was St. Bartholomew's Day, so he's got a few things to say about St. Bartholomew. August 24th is St. Bartholomew's Day. The prayer book calls him an apostle, which means he was part of the original group of men Jesus sent out to spread the good news and establish the church. Tradition tells us that St. Bartholomew was put to death for his faith in Jesus, as were all the other apostles except St. John. So we also call him a martyr and decorate the church in red on his day to symbolize the blood he shed. Nobody was here so we would see it was red. We know nothing about Bartholomew from the Gospels except that he was one of the 12. He is not a fleshed out and developed character as St. Peter and St. John are, and he doesn't even merit a brief mention. The brief mentions people like Andrew and the Jameses received. Church tradition also identifies Bartholomew as a character named Nathanael, who appeared in St. John's Gospel. Nathanael is a Hebrew first name, and Bartholomew is a modifying name, like our last names. Bar means son of. So it is possible that he was Nathanael, the son of Ptolemy or Ptolemy. In any event, some of Jesus' earliest followers tell Nathanael that they have met the Messiah and that he is Jesus from Nazareth. Nathanael replies skeptically, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" That is partly because Nazareth was an unpromising town out in the sticks, and partly because everybody knew the Messiah was supposed to come from Bethlehem. Jesus knows the way to get Nathanael's attention is to flatter him, so he says, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no God." That arouses Nathanael's interest, and he says, "How do you know me?" Jesus says, "I saw you over there under the fig tree." Nathanael responds, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus tells him, "You're a pretty easy sell. You mean you can believe all that about me just because I said I saw you under a fig tree? I'm going to show you bigger things than that. You're going to see the sky open up and angels going up and coming down on me." Jesus is referring to the vision Jacob had in the book of Genesis when he saw a ladder which reached from the earth to heaven. He is telling Nathanael Bartholomew, "I am Jacob's ladder. I connect earth and heaven. I reconcile God to man. I am the only one who can do that because I am a human being, and I am also God himself." The epistle and gospel for today don't mention Bartholomew specifically. They give us more general mediations on the role of apostles in the church. The collect says that God gave Bartholomew the grace to preach his word, and so we ask God to help us love the word he believed, spread it to other people, and apply it to ourselves. In our understanding of things, our connection to the original apostles is in our bishops. We have a doctrine we call apostolic succession. That refers first to the fact that we can literally trace the lineage of our bishops back to the first ones. If we take the bishops who made our bishop a bishop, then the ones who made them bishops and the ones who made them bishops, and so on, we can map an unbroken 2,000-year chain. The prayer book says our church is apostolic because it continues steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship. words the book of Acts uses to describe the first church in Jerusalem. We find the apostles teaching in the New Testament, and we find their fellowship in a succession of bishops and in Holy Communion. Today's epistle tells us what made the church in Jerusalem grow in the early days. It was the miracles the apostles were able to perform, especially healings and the exorcising of demons. Jesus told them, "You will be able to do these miracles and even greater ones when I have gone to my Father." We have, in a sense, domesticated our own apostolic miracles by experiencing them mainly in the decorous context of worship. But bread into flesh and wine into blood and the results of the laying on of hands are no less miraculous just because we are used to seeing them every Eucharist. In the Gospel, Jesus warns his disciples about the dangers of high office in the church. They have been fighting among themselves about which one of them is the greatest. It might also have been an argument over which one Jesus loved the most. Even though there was no real power, let alone money or other rewards for which to compete, anyone who has brothers or sisters will understand their impulse. Jesus tells him that his church isn't supposed to operate the way the world does. In the world, the big shots with offices and titles show they are big shots by making other people do their will. Getting others to wait on them is the image Jesus uses. Among Christians, no matter what titles or offices there may be, the proper way to be a big shot is to help other people, to wait on them, rather than show off by making them wait on you. Jesus sets the example. God washes men's feet and then dies for them. So we thank God for the life and work and example of St. Bartholomew, apostle and martyr. Let us pray that our church will remain truly apostolic in what we teach, in the way we worship, and in how we act toward one another. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.